Welcome to the best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Hi, it's Lori Forrester, the Wine Coach. It's my mission in life to demystify wine one glass at a time.
All right, let's start on that demystified journey. Born and raised and where you got your impressions on life and everything. Where was that?
Born and raised in New Jersey, the wine capital of the country. Ha ha. My first impressions of wine, maybe a jug or, you know, a box showing up on a party day for my parents. Did not grow up drinking the fine wines of Burgundy or Bordeaux. That came much later in life. Certainly in New Jersey, you got to be quick with a wit and a comeback. So that does serve me when we talk a little bit about how I infuse comedy into wine tasting. But like a lot of us, I learned about wine through a job in sales and entertaining clients. And so I didn't embarrass myself. I started studying, taking classes, and then fell in love with it, but not the attitude that a lot of people have in the wine industry. That's changing, thank God. But that really sort of turned me off. And later when I decided to quit my 6-figure software and become a sommelier, I remembered that feeling. And so the way I do things is always to, you know, never talk down to people, to just bring people along. And instead of calling myself a sommelier, although I am certified as one, I thought, you know what? The wine coach, you know, a coach is there to bring you along, to cheer you on. And that's what I want to do.
To rewind just a little bit, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest on the West Coast in Alaska, Montana, Idaho, Washington, California. I had never been to New Jersey, but I'd heard the talk about it, you know, from movies, and the impressions I got was that New Jersey was the, you know, the stepchild of New York. And then actually visiting New Jersey, I thought, why do they get such a bad rap? It's not as bad as I thought.
Yes. I mean, it is the Garden State. And in fact, if I took you to where I grew up in New Jersey, you might think you're in California, actually. I'm from the northwest part of New Jersey in the mountains. It's a lot of agriculture. It's a very rural area. So, in fact, there are urban areas near New York and Philadelphia, but a lot of the state is quite rural, suburban, and we are known for our excellent tomatoes and corn. I don't know if you know that.
What kind of childhood did you have? Because you've got, obviously, you've got the intellect, and then you've got comedy with that. Were your parents jokesters, or did you come from a large family? What?
You know, there were 4 of us kids, and yeah, you know, I was sort of the one that would use humor to diffuse situations, and so that kind of played into it. And then, you know, being from New Jersey, you're always the butt of every joke. So you have to have a comeback ready. You have to have, you know, sarcasm. It was just part of growing up in New Jersey. I just, you know, naturally used that throughout school, college, and then later in my working life. Certainly when I got into wine, I did all the studying and the certifying and really started doing wine the way, you know, you're taught to do it. And then I realized along the way, after doing a lot of tastings, that people want to know far less than you think they do. Yeah. What they really want to do is have fun with the wine. Yes, they want to walk away with 1 or 2 tidbits they can share with their friends and their family, but they want to have a great time. They want to enjoy it. And people learn more when they're in a good mood, when they're laughing, and when they're interacting rather than being lectured to. So that's kind of how I lightly started using comedy. And then later, I did a really scary thing. I took a class at the DC Improv here in Washington, DC, and it was called 5 Minutes to Funny. And basically a working comedian teaches a class and they teach you how to create comedy. And your best, you know, grounds for finding comedy is your own life. And guess what my stuff was about? You know, being in the wine industry, being married to a chef, having a daughter who draws pictures of me drawing, you know, drinking wine, and what the teachers must be thinking of me. The graduation was performing that 5-minute set in front of a live audience.
Boy, that
which
will accelerate was your learning curve, won't it?
It was kind of an out-of-body experience, I have to say. Even though I was quite an accomplished speaker and had been speaking all over the place, doing comedy is a whole different ballgame. And so, yeah, it was scary. But later, after I recovered from the experience, I thought, you know, why couldn't I bring some of this comedy into my tastings? Just amp it up a little bit, include some improv games and interaction with the audience in addition to the tasting and wine education. And so I put together a one-woman show called Something to Wine About, and that's what I'm going to be performing on July 10th at the Room at Cedar Grove in Lewis, Delaware.